Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Nice to see you on this lovely morning.
It is beautiful.
And going to be a little less beautiful for you with the topic you got coming up.
Well, not necessarily. We are going to talk about weaning time, but we're not, you know, in years past, I've talked about weaning methods and ways to reduce stress on the cattle. Today's topic, yes, it's weaning time, but let's talk a little bit about data collection and some of those kind of things. So, you know, for the spring calving cow herd, weaning time's here, or it's within the next few weeks, okay? And so it gives us an opportunity, weaning time that is, gives us that opportunity to gather data on your cow herd so you can make informed decisions later. You might ask, well, why gather data at weaning time? That seems like a strange time. Well, not really, because it's probably the only day of the year that your whole herd can be caught and processed, because you have them all together. You bring them in to separate the calves, so you bring them all together. And this creates opportunities not only then to weigh the calves, but also preg check your cows, evaluate and weigh your cows. It also gives you the opportunity to perform any health-related things that you need, whether it's like deworming or if you have a vaccination program that you need to give. So what kind of things should we collect during weaning? And here's where you need to have your pen and paper ready. You take it, of course, to the field with you. And we want to definitely preg check those cows. We want to know the pregnancy status of each cow so we can determine, you know, when she was bred, those kind of things, whether it's going to be early in the season she'll calve or later in the season. We want to know the cow's weight. We want to weigh the calf. And we want to take notes, and hopefully we've done this throughout the whole period from the time she's had this calf until now, but we want to take notes and evaluate our cows. You want to look at their udders. You know, that's really important early on when they first calve. Sometimes they have balloon teats. Those are kind of things that are harder for those calves to suck on. That may be something. We also want to look at their eyes, their feet. We want to evaluate their temperament. So all those things can be done kind of while we have them in the chute. You know what I'm saying? So another thing we want to look at is body condition score. And so we take all that information and then, you know, we're going to put it into percents and make some good data information out of this. And we all know that the nation's cow inventory really impacts the prices that we receive. And currently we have a very low cow inventory. So that means prices look pretty good for the next several years. So these production records, these percentages that we want to look at, I'll give you some examples. The percentage of females that are exposed to the bull that actually raised a calf to weaning. We also want to look at the percentages of calves that are born that actually survived to weaning. We also want to look at the percentage of a cow's mature weight that she weans off in a calf. These are all really important benchmarks for cow productivity. And all these benchmarks of production, of course, can be collected here at weaning time. So the thing is, seize the opportunity when it's there.
And then you also get to cross-reference that with what kind of pasture is the cow on and everything else that goes along with it.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
You need to have all this kind of in your mind, you know what I mean?
Giant mental spreadsheet.
Yes. So.
Okay. Well, if anybody's got questions about that, like the best way to keep track of the data or what should they be looking for, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at the office at 785-828-4438.
Outstanding. Well, we look forward to talking to you again next time then. Thank you.
You bet.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.